have been punished for your fears. It's all so hurtful. But no tool that I've used has ever been strong enough to see us through. I hear that we're so blown. I'm punching my card. Oh, 'cause baby, true love should be this hard.
Well, the warrior the enemy, but she's weary of the fight. I never thought I would say, but it's quitting time. I'm the first on the job and the last to leave. You still don't seem to appreciate me. I never thought I would say, but it's quitting time. I never thought I would say, but it's quitting time. I never say, but it's quitting time.
Thank you so much. I've been meaning to have you guys in for a while. I'm really glad that it's finally happened.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You can catch UBC a cappella at their final concert, the Academy Awards, on April 9th at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. here at UBC. You can also check them out on Facebook for more details about that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
Try to
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Discorder Radio. We just want to really quickly and poignantly acknowledge that we are broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territories on UBC campus. So important to acknowledge that. I feel really bad. I didn't do it last week, and I was just like, as soon as the show went off air, I was like, okay, great, that went well. And then I was like, oh my God, didn't acknowledge, and that's the most important part of the show. But it's just me and Kat in the studio today. Hello, Kat.
Hey.
How are you?
Pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God, perfect tie-in. You just heard Friendship by The Pretties, a local 70s throwback band from Vancouver, BC. And we chose this song because there is a double bill at the Cinematheque, I want to say tomorrow. What the heck is today? Yeah, tomorrow. Oh, I was like, what day is it? Tomorrow, March 29th, Bar Saloon and Springtime in Greenland. Bar Saloon is a 1973 film and Springtime in Greenland is 1981. And this is part of a Canada on Screen series that the Cinematheque is doing that they've been working on for a really long time. Tim from Coffee Paste, another local, another CITR programmer, works there and helped curate this. And it's a really amazing program, really awesome series. Check it out. Cinematheque. It's a really good space.
Yeah. Do you know what parts of Canada are going to be on screen?
Bar Saloon is a Quebecois film. And honestly, not really sure what's up with Springtime in Greenland. Just like Canada in general, I think.
Yeah, I love it.
Don't we all? check that out. We were talking while Friendship was playing, we were talking about like what a possible theme for this episode could be, and Kat came up with newness and the future. So that's what today's all about. This weather got you down. May flowers bring for April showers. April showers make way for May flowers.
Yeah.
Newness is happening. We're in the process. We're evolving. Friendship.
Yes. I mean, it's kind of loosely based off the last show's theme of spring. Like, we're in spring now. We're, like, in this. School's almost done for those in school. You know, it's rainy right now, but we all know it's going to be a lot prettier very soon. So we're all just pretty, pretty antsy to get out there and get doing things.
Heck yeah. Another, I guess, like, kind of tying into antsiness, Mother has a tour. I think tour is a loose term for what they're doing right now. They've just, like, been booked at the Commodore every night since the 25th through the 30th. And they're showcasing different local bands and different bands from kind of, like, the area. In my brain, tour means that you go somewhere, not that you, like, host other bands. But they have some really amazing people playing tonight. It's always at the Commodore. Tonight, Tuesday 28th, We Are the City and Beach Season are playing. Check out the Facebook event. It's, like, action-packed. But it's all at the Commodore. They all start at, like, 7 p.m. So we're going to play a couple of songs. We're going to play Neighbor by Mother, in honor of their tour, followed by Beach Seasons, Tribes. So enjoy that. Go crazy. We'll be right back with Discord Radio. We have a pretty fun show lined up. We're going to be talking to Britt later on about the future and newness of Discorder magazine. And we're also going to be talking to Halla Bertrand, who was just elected president of the student exec right after these songs. So enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Through, and when you're crying, I see your tears fall down. They're making oceans that in ice sink and drown. Sink and drown, oh no. I feel I know who you are. Let you fool me. I spill on your bed sheets. I could feel what you felt. What you felt. Oh no. What you felt. What you felt. Oh no. Do you feel you? Oh no. Time slipping away. Cause I see your moving signs every day. You've got your things in your boxes. Your outfit's always cold. You leave me all alone with just an empty peephole.
Something you can work with, then go ahead and earn it, you deserve it. You know that I've been trying so hard to come into your tribe and make it this far. I can speak your language, but I'm trying to understand just what you're trying to say. I'm not trying to change you now. Like the way you sing the song.
Welcome back to Discorded Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We just played Neighbor by Mother Mother, who are playing all week at the Commodore, and then also Beach Seasons, Tribes. I loved that song. I thought that was really good.
We were jamming.
Yeah, super jamming. but we are joined in studio now by Hella Bertrand. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. I think Claire wants to make a really important announcement.
Hello, I'm Claire. I'm here and I have an announcement to make. We just voted in our new president and vice president of the student exec here at CITR and Discorder, and they're right here in this room. Hala, congratulations. She is our new president, and Dora is our new vice president.
Oh my gosh.
Yay.
Thank you so much for announcing, Claire.
Yeah, that was like the best announcement I've ever had.
Yeah.
That was really great.
Can I have that soundbite, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Congratulations, Hala. I feel like Hala is probably a little more... I like to think that our candidacy kind of can be wrapped up in last night's AGM when Hala had a beautiful speech and was wearing like a real outfit, and I show up like having not showered in like a sweatshirt, like, don't have a speech. Please vote for me. Like, let's do it.
But you know, the upside was that there were no abstentions and nobody voted no.
Yeah, we got 100% of
100% approval rate, which like never happens.
Proud of
never ever happens. But yeah, congratulations to you too.
Thank you. Why did you want to be president?
You know, it's kind of a weird story. I was like really pushed to be president last year, and I just felt like I wasn't ready. I had only been on the exec for 6 months at that time, and I was like, this seems too early to be president. And so when this year time for nominations came around, I just felt ready, honestly. Like, it's hard to put into words. I just felt like a sensation of being like, this is my time, and like, it's time for like me to be in charge in like a meaningful way that isn't like a job and is more of like an experience and helping to build the community in that way. So I don't know, it just felt like, it felt right. Like, when I said I'm running for president, I didn't feel like nervous or like unprepared. It just felt like something I would be doing.
Cool. I think you're gonna be amazing. Right now I think the exec is just like a bunch of like really good intentioned babies who are like, yes, we love CITR, what do we do? And Hella's always like, so like, here's what we will do. Like, let me give you the path, which is like so lovely and like so necessary.
Why did you want to be VP?
Hugo told me to. No, I also like kind of like the same. I don't know. I really love being on exec. I really love like supporting the community. And like, I do think that I have like a kind of gross in my gross is like a strong word. But like, I do always I'm like, okay, like what's the next level? Like, how can I always level up in my like involvement?
Yeah.
So like last year I ran for chairperson of the Film Society, which I got because I was kind of like, oh, like, yeah, I've already put in all this work and now like this is the culmination. And kind of like a very similar timeline. Only I think CITR is a little more real than FilmSoc. So I was like, I will not be president. No, I cannot handle that. But VP felt like a really nice snug fit.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to work with you because for those of you who don't know Dora and I personally, Dora and I like have a lot of classes together and have done like a whole bunch of group projects together. And I think like doing a group project together is a really huge test of whether you can actually like accomplish things, because everyone who's ever done a group project knows that they're the worst and that it's really hard to be productive in a group. But I mean, we made a film together, Dora.
Yeah, we made a sick film.
If we can make a film together, we can run this club/organization.
And Kat and Claire, I think also prospective exec children. Mm. Yay. Can't wait to interview you guys.
Yeah, I guess like that's that'll like one you. Of our roles.
Get ready. We're going to ask the tough questions.
Yeah. What's your favorite snack?
For a second, I was like, what is my favorite snack? Yeah,
quickly.
I have no idea. Thank you so much for talking to us. I'm so excited. This is going to be, next year's going to be awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Discord Radio, breaking the big stories here and now. So now we're going to go through the charts. If you guys are ready, I can start. So number five this week, we had Mien's Challenger off of the Kingfisher Blues label.
Number four is Century Palm with Meet You off of Deranged.
Number three was High Plains with Cinderland off Cranky.
Number two was Austra with the album Future Politics off of Pink Fizz.
And number one is The Courtneys with Two, released by Flying Nun.
They have been on it for a while. I love The Courtneys. I'm always so happy when we get to play them because I think they're amazing.
Yeah.
They recently had their record release show at the Biltmore, I want to say like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Heard that was awesome. Did not go, but I heard it was cool. So here's Silver Velvet off of that album, and we'll be back.
Thank you.
Hey, and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Silver Velvet by the Courtneys off of their new album, 2. Love them. They're an amazing band. So we are joined in studio with Kat and Claire. And the theme of today's Discorder Radio episode is newness and the future. So what's up? What's new in your guys' future?
New in my future, gonna be spending the summer in Vancouver for the first time, so that's exciting.
Me too!
Woo! Me too.
Oh my god! We're all the same person! That's so exciting. I can't wait. I feel like there are gonna be a lot of really good shows.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here over the summer and see how it flourishes. Yeah.
Kat has exciting news about her life.
Yes, I do. For the first week of May, I'm going to go down to San Francisco, where I'm from, and say hi to my family and also take a stop into Santa Cruz, which is this very sweet little beach town. And it's just going to be a nice, relaxing, and sunny little getaway.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Oh, yeah.
The segue in my brain was like, we're all ladies, but I don't know how effective that is. But CITR is hosting a women in podcast workshop, which sounds amazing. I find podcasting like so terrifying, like the idea of it. So like, I just don't think I could do it. Like the idea of like producing this thing, like a radio show, it's so immediate. Whereas like sitting down and actually doing it, I find like really terrifying. That is happening, Women in Podcasting Workshop with Jen Moss and Charlene Sayo. It's happening on March 30th at the station at 6 p.m. Come learn how to podcast. I don't think you actually have to be a woman to come, but just learn how to.
Yeah, just open to everyone. Yeah. I think that one's open, even if you're not a member, it's open to everyone.
Cool. So hit that up. Learn things. Engage. Also happening this week, April 1st, Lady Jam's debut EP release party. So excited for this. They played at the Fun Drive finale with Kimmortal and were amazing. I love Lady Jam's. They're an awesome group who, like, they kind of, like, use, I think there's a lot of, like, I think of them as like very like string instrument oriented, like there's a lot of violins and stuff, but who produce like hip hop and R&B, which is awesome. And then also Class Act, which is Rohit Joseph's kind of rap group. They performed at Shindig and were so awesome. Rohit is another programmer at CITR, but March 31st, Class Act featuring Frances Arevalo is happening at the Backstage Lounge. Lady Jams is happening at the Red Room Ultra Bar. I'm really excited for both of these. I honestly am probably going to go to both of them because I'm super stoked. But I was like pretty flabbergasted, not flabbergasted, but shocked by the coincidence. Frances has a song with Kimmortal, Lady Jams has a song called Lemonade. Also, bringing back together women of color performing R&B and hip-hop, Beyonce. There's a Lemonade Beyonce tribute at the Biltmore on Wednesday. The ad and distro coordinator for Discorder is going to be there, and she said she was going to sing Hold Up in a number of other Beyonce jams. And she's going to have gold sparkly eyebrows. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be a night to remember. Someone's going to play those songs now. Here's Gardens with Kimmortal by Frances Arevalo.
I'm writing a new piano piece.
Oh, yeah? Can I hear it?
Mm-hmm.
I've been laughing, I ain't sad, and I don't sweat it. I fell fast as soon as seconds I met her. But now we're homies, and every time it's ended, Lisa gets a message. Kelsey, you make some music with Miss Bennett. Now people guess that I'm unlucky with more women. Instead, the truth is I feel lucky to know women. And keeping a soul running, a soul dope, and a soul with it, and so open. I've got hope that my daughter will grow, singing flow lyrics so loud. Lolo is gon' hear it. No, she won't eat her food, cause she's busy with more spitting. She gon' learn spirit, learn quick to love fearless. When she gets to hear this, she probably gonna make the remix. My love, it by a village. I hope that you can feel it. The family gon' bring it. These are your alliances. You'll live out a fantasy. The lion says family, plant a seed. We can grow a garden. We can grow a garden now. We can grow a garden. We can grow a garden now. We can grow a garden. We can grow a garden now. We can grow a garden. We can grow a garden now. I've got a thing growing like some flowers in my brain. A bouquet that's kind of hard to explain. So pardon the game, the crowd in my space. And if I'm real, I feel some type of way. I don't know how many more love songs I'ma write today. I feel it's right to say I think I write it all for her. Honestly, I think we build more home than a carpenter. She the jealous type though, think it's gonna be hard for her. The best advice might be to never fall for a gardener. She's raising the bar, so we'll raise the bars for her. She the cream of the crop, she the one to harvest first. Corny ass fool, in the field she's down to earth. This flow is the water, and over time we gon' garner worth. Offer her to off the hurt. Something happens when the heart is sure. It just starts making some more artful work. More parchment can never harbor this author's words. Artists couldn't capture her starburst. I promised her a garden.
Grow a garden.
So she gon' get a garden now.
We gon' grow a garden now.
I promised her a garden.
We can grow a garden.
So she gon' get a garden now.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All this love will grow. For you, it's coming up in time. We will blossom this life. All this love will grow for you. It's coming up in time. We will blossom this life. All this love will grow for you. It's coming up in time. We will blossom this life.
This takes time, gardens grow slowly. Every morning Lola used to water plants at home with me. Starting every day with some effort to grow some elegance. Surround yourself with beauty and intelligence and melanin. Tell the fellas feminism ain't really a threat to them. Gentlemen won't ever build their sentiments on sediment or settle with prejudice or something short of excellence that's level-headed and doesn't meddle with any arrogance. Era start from scratch, a new era. We gotta do errands for undoing dudes' errors. When you're deep in the dirt, it's okay to be there. So find your roots, the flowers need to grow from somewhere. We can grow a garden. We can grow a garden now. Yeah. We can grow a garden. We can grow a garden now. Real talk, cause I thought I'd invite you over. Like all the vibes lined up, had both of us writing poems. Like each moment's an open mic, and only rhymes could have told our stories right. Oversight, I thought I'd get over you overnight. We both listened to Solo by the ocean light. Frankly, I want you to do you, so don't you mind. I'm rapping happily, this a beautiful mess. Then I've had the baddest habit of gravity for my best friends. It ain't an issue, just something that we've been through. Loving what we fall for is something we grow into. I just dare to care in this life. And if it ain't right, I got your back and I'll marry the mic.
Brighter day, lemonade, Saturday's coming
hop.
Lemonade, Saturday, coming up, a brighter day.
It's life, ain't it? Riddling by little things in time, won't mean a rhyme. Oh no, we're caught in the mix, causing a stir. If life don't give you lemons, make it work now. When that money's spent, cream, get that money then. It's hard when cash rules everything around, man. Dollar, dollar, bill, yo. Keep making dollar bills till these bills fall. Now that's my real flaw. See these kids on the corner with lemonade putting signs, and some kids on the corner, renegade, throw up signs for remedies and for life. Quarters, nickels, and dimes, it don't matter much cause we're young, affording a petty crime. Now what's this all for? Like, why would I grind more? To feel safer, just to make a good slave to these chain stores. Monday to Friday, we work till we're weak, and Saturday's coming up, feel down, so fill it up, pretty please.
Lemonade, a Saturday. It's coming up, a brighter day. Call it lemonade, Saturday. It's coming up, a brighter day. Call it
lemonade, Saturday.
What?
Coming up, a brighter day.
Yeah.
Lemonade, Saturday. Coming up, a brighter day. Lemonade, Saturday. It's coming up.
Hey, and welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Lemonade by Lady Jams feat. Francis Arevalo. And then we also played Gardens with Comortal off of Francis Arevalo's EP, the Love and Basketball EP. Really, really good, all of them. But right now, we are joined in studio with our fearless editor-in-chief, Britt. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. I do have fears. But I will take the fearless.
Sometimes you just gotta be the person you want to be. Be the change you want to see in the world. Embrace
true.
Your fearlessness.
That's true.
So yesterday was the AGM, which we talked about with Hala a little bit earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to really quickly recap. First, thank you for being an amazing editor. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And then also, how do you feel about the end of, I guess, like a fiscal year for Discorder?
Yeah. I mean, I feel really good about it. Like in this year, we changed formats to a larger tabloid format from the smaller zine format. And that was a really important shift. It also marked more of a content shift as well, a shift towards including more diversity in the content that we cover, recognizing that there's a lot of different genres that have not been represented in Discorder, but also different topics, like topics that really affect the artists that we cover, stuff like gentrification and fentanyl and, you know, situations that are affecting our environment that make it hard as creatives to be creative. And so especially over the last, like, I want to say 3 or 4 issues in particular, we've really been trying to just open up the content that we're willing to cover in Discorder, not wanting to exclusively be a music magazine. There's other music magazines, and they're fine, and they're boring, and it's fine. But, like, we're not like that.
Very bold.
Fearless.
How do you see the magazine changing in the next year? If it will.
Yeah, I mean, I think it will. I think it will, of course, as we get more writers too, which, by the way, we're always looking for writers. And if you're interested in writing for us, please let me know. Contact me, editor.discorder@citr.ca. But the way it's going to be changing, I think it's going to be in the same way that the format was a bit of a shout out to the late 80s. I think the late 80s Discorder has had a lot more content from CITR, from the programmers, recognizing that, like, Discorder doesn't really have to go that far to find diversity of content when we're attached to a radio station that airs diverse content every single day. And so what I'm wanting to see is a lot more collaboration between programmers and people that are related to the radio and the magazine, and that'll be done through web exclusives, sort of mixed media articles, if you will. And I have an idea, and Masthead and I are collaborating on ideas for more collaboration with different partners in the community in some of the neighborhoods that we distribute a lot more copies of, like the Downtown East Side, Mount Pleasant, East Van. These are places that sometimes we're a little isolated from being at, being kind of based at UBC, but we're really looking to strengthen those ties and kind of introduce our readers to all the different resources and outlets out there.
Cool.
Yeah. And congratulations to you, Madam Vice President.
Oh, I thank you. Someone yesterday said that I was the Joe Biden of CITR, and I've kind of like been repeating that in my brain for a while. It feels really good.
That's something.
Did you have fun at the AGM yesterday?
I did have fun at the AGM. Yeah, full disclosure, I was trapped at the bar for most of the evening, which is not a bad place to be trapped at, actually. And yeah, I had some disposable camera pics to roll through and got to speak with Jim, who is one of the managers of Redgate and Redgate Review Stage. And yeah, I think it was a lovely time. Annual general meetings have this tendency to be quite dull for people who have a lot of experience with nonprofit organizations. You'll know that every single year there has to be this annual general meeting where the membership comes together and they go through some boring, you know, budget reports and stuff. But CITR and Discorder, like everything we do, found a way of spicing it up and giving prizes and making it fun. And yeah, the most lively AGMs I've been to. And trust me, there have been a lot, have been CITR and Discord ones, for sure.
I think spicy is like the perfect way to describe.
So spicy. Yeah, well seasoned.
The perfect amount. Mm-hmm. Thank you for speaking with us. I'll let you go. You were saying you were really tired.
I'm really tired, and I have a lot of editing to do. By the way, the next issue is coming along so amazing. Like, so effing amazing.
I'm excited. Proofing party this Sunday.
Proofing party this Sunday, which, by the way, kind of like anyone can come to. If you're curious to know how the issue gets proofread or kind of looked over, if you just want to see a preview of like what it's going to look like, come join us at Cartem's Donuts at 2 p.m. on Sunday. And that's Cartem's on Main Street, which, by the way, we don't have like a Cartem's sponsorship. And I mean, they like tolerate our existence there, and they seem to really like us. I hope they're okay with me having proofing parties there.
Yeah, I feel like we really should get on that. Just like collab with them, make it official.
Yeah. Yeah, those are like goals over the next few months. I'll add that to the list of organizations that I reach out to.
Well, thank you so much for being on our show.
Yeah, thank you.
Now we're going to play Lisa Prank Jumper. Lisa Prank is playing with Dog Breath and Knife Pleats at the Toast Collective tomorrow at 8 p.m. I love the name Lisa Prank. The like event photo is a dolphin kind of jumping underneath the rainbow. And I'm into everything Lisa Prank. I think it's like the cutest aesthetic in the entire world. So check that out tomorrow at the Toast Collective at 8 p.m. We'll play Jumper by Lisa Prank and then One Step Too Far by Knife Pleats. So enjoy that.
I love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was One Step Too Far by Knife Pleats off of their album or EP Hat Bark Beach. They're going to be playing on the 30th at the Toes Collective, or no, I think tomorrow at the Toes Collective with Dog Breath and Lisa Prank, also in local Vancouver Femcon band. On the sum of our show today, I'm going to wrap it up. Just mention really quickly, there's a photography show happening March 30th. Check out the Facebook event. It's going to be real good. It's called Slow Like a Bruise, Quick Like Hunger. And it's this woman who has developed 28 rolls of film that she kind of took over the span of 20 years. And finally
realizing them and kind of like seeing them physically, which I think is like a really cool idea. And I love the show. The like name of the show is kind of like violent but not at the same time.
I love like the titles of all those artsy shows. Like they're always so compelling in themselves.
Yeah, like I love that. I could think about this Facebook event name for hours.
Like, yeah, like to wait or to ponder, like stuff like that. I love it.
It's too much. But it kind of reminded me of this. There's a drug church anchor super whatever and get happy show happening at the 333 on Friday. Anchors is a pretty big, I want to say, Vancouver metal band. But we're going to be playing Vacation by Get Happy just in the short time that we have left. And then finally closing the episode with Aura Kogan's The Light, The Light off of Crickets. It's kind of like a teaser of her new album.
Just came out today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're very excited.
Brand new.
Hot off the press. So thank you so much for listening to Discord Radio in our newness and future episode.
Yeah.
Coming up next is Flex Your Head. Also, just really throwing it in there, thank you everyone who donated for Fund Drive. We raised over $34,000. Every penny counts to make the station a safer, more collective space. And thank you so much. Here's Vacation by Get Happy, who are playing with Whatever this Friday. Check it out.